This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He'll get you covered. That review coming up in a couple of hours. Orioles off today after dropping 2 out of 3, 2 in a row, to the Cardinals, including last night. 6-4, minor league system at one time, maybe a year ago, rated number one in all of baseball. And here to talk about that from OrielsHangout.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Bob Haney, Steve Molesky. Let's welcome in Tony Penti. Tony, what is happening? How are you feeling today?
Hey, guys. How's it going? It's good to hear you, Steve.
You too, Tony.
All right, Tony, before we get to the farming of the new Orioles or future Oriole All-Stars, Brandon Hyde, he got jettisoned almost 2 weeks ago. We haven't spoken to you since. Thumbs up, thumbs down at the time. Hindsight's always 20/20. But when you heard the news that Brandon Hyde was no longer the Orioles skipper, were you for it or against it?
Well, I guess you just needed some kind of change. So I guess you had to say I'm for. I mean, do I think it's all because of Brandon Hyde? No, I don't think it's that at all. But at some point, somebody has to take the fall. And it's clear, usually it's the manager. Manager goes first, GM goes second. So that's the last kind of, you know, they already fired some coaches this offseason. Now they fired the manager. Next one on the block is Mike Elias, if things don't start getting a little better. Yeah, and I think he knows that, and I think everyone knows that. So, hopefully they could turn some things around, get some guys healthy, get them going, playing a little better, because obviously this year has been quite a disaster.
Tony, I'm looking at Fangraphs, Oriole organization leading hitters right now, and it's exciting to see three young kids at the top. Two of them are from the Florida Complex League. Nate George is just turned 19, I believe. High school draft pick last year, round 16. Over slot bonus, $450,000. He's hitting .439. And he's a big guy. He's like 6'2", 200. He's got some size. I hear he's got excellent speed. Have you heard much? Do you know much about Nate George?
Yeah, Nate George has really been in a kind of an eye opener down there. I mean, he came from that cold weather school. He's the guy that, you know, he's one of those lottery tickets that you take a chance on. You know, there was some pop in the bat. He was considered one of the fastest guys in the entire draft up there where he was playing, but he just didn't get a lot of, didn't get seen a lot because he's one of those cold weather schools. So great lottery ticket guy. And I'm telling you, he's been absolutely, like you said, he's been absolutely the best hitter out there, hitting .439. He's got 3 home runs. He's got 11 stolen bases. He's been caught a little bit, but I think a lot of that is learning how to steal bases. You could be the fastest guy out there, but you still need to learn how to steal bases. But I like it that he's controlling the strike zone a little bit. You know, this is a guy that you worry when they don't have a lot of time going against high-level high school pitching. You wonder how it's going to be when they get against professional pitching. And the fact that he has walked 7 times, he does have 12 strikeouts. But that's not too bad. But you're looking at a .508 on-base percentage in his first 16 games as a professional. That's pretty good. I think we all know that. It's been very exciting watching him perform down there, and I can't wait to see him get promoted to Delmarva so we can get some eyes on him.
Yeah, and I like the fact that there are a couple international kids right after that. Josh Lorenzo, 18 years old, Dominican, hitting 308. He's got a brother who I think is a top 100 prospect. And Aaron Estrada. I talked to some scouts in the last couple months who just love Aaron Estrada. Infielder with Aberdeen, 20 years old, Venezuelan, leads the Ironbirds in steals. And by the way, Bob, the Ironbirds are averaging about 3 steals a game.
Word!
They are one of the most running teams in all of minor league baseball. I wrote about that the other day. And Tony, what about Aaron Estrada? He's really playing to some great early reviews here for the Ironbirds.
Yeah, I really like the bat with Estrada. I mean, you watch him and he has really good professional at-bats up there. He doesn't look overwhelmed. He can take a walk a little bit. There's not a ton of miss. I mean, there's not a lot of pop in the bat either, but he can drive the ball to the gaps, and that's kind of what you see. I mean, he's only 5'8". You know, of course, he's listed. You get these listed weights. I'm sure he's bigger than 142 now. He looks much bigger than that. That's probably his signing weight. But, you know, he's a little guy. He's a switch hitter. He definitely can drive the ball. He's not just a punch and Judy guy. As you said, he's got a little bit of speed. You know, now the question is, you know, that I've had, and I had a little question when I saw him last year in Delmarva, is where is he going to play? Defensively, he's a question mark, especially on the infield. I like him better in the outfield. I think he covers some decent ground out there. I think he has a lot of experience. But, you know, the Orioles kind of play a little bit of positional roulette down there in the minors. They like to have guys moving all around. I'm not a big fan of it myself because I think you don't actually develop guys well at a position that you think he's going to play. So if you think he's ultimately going to be a second baseman and you want to play there, and if he is going to be on the dirt, second base is going to be his position because he doesn't have the arm strength really to be a shortstop. So, you know, I think you have to play him a lot of second base. But when you look down there, he's got 18 starts at second base, 6 at shortstop, 9 in left field, 4 in right field, 4 at third base, and half of those positions he's never going to play. So it's a little bit frustrating for me on how they kind of develop some of these guys down the minors with playing, moving around that much. But when it comes down to the bat, I really like what Estrada's doing, and I think he's a guy that probably will get a chance to play some Double-A before the year's out.
Another storyline on the farm this year, and it's hard not to be cognizant of it because it's been so plentiful, is the pitching injuries. And just in April, we saw Keeler Morphe go on the IL, Zach Fruit, Michael Ferret. These are three of their top pitchers, prospects. Alex Pham later did. Tommy John surgeries for Patrick Riley and Teddy Sharkey in mid to late May. Now, I had a podcast this week with J.J. Cooper, Baseball America, on my Substack and asked him about that. And he came to the conclusion the Orioles are not an outlier, believe it or not, that there are injuries everywhere. It's an epidemic of pitching injuries in baseball. Do you see that true as the same, that the Orioles are not necessarily an outlier here, as bad as they've been hit by minor league pitching injuries?
Well, and Major League too, right?
Right,
when you
right.
Look up there, I mean, they've been getting knocked out. And I think he's absolutely right, right? We follow the Orioles, so it looks like for us, like, wow, man, we're losing all these guys. They're going down. But when you do look around, you're seeing this all over the place. And it's just an epidemic of everyone trying to throw as hard as they can. They're trying to get these spin rates. They're doing all these things. They go to all these camps to learn how to maximize their pitches. But what that does is also maximize the stress they're putting on their bodies. And it's not just elbows. You're seeing shoulders. You're seeing a lot more lat injuries. You're seeing lower back injuries. You're seeing a lot of injuries because I really truly think that they are now all these places, you know, everybody's looking for that high velocity. Everybody's looking for that spin rate. They're going with there and coming out going, look, I'm throwing now a 3,000 RPM curveball. That's great until you can't throw next year. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot of. It's, you know, you see these guys get spikes in velocity. We saw a couple guys come back this year that suddenly were throwing harder than we saw them in the past. Patrick Riley was throwing pretty hard early on in spring training, what I heard before he went down. You know, you just see it, right? You're seeing it across the board, and you almost start waiting for it. I mean, there's some guys, some really good news stories this year, like Braxton Bragg, how well he's throwing this year. I've seen him up to 97, 98 at times. I love seeing it, but I'll be honest, you start getting a little worried when you're seeing jumps in velocity. You start waiting for that other shoe to drop. Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Some of these other guys can stay healthy. But, yes, I think it's an epidemic across all of baseball.
Tony Petty, OrielsHangout.com. Tony, what's happening on the website this Total Request Thursday?
Just doing what we always do, talking all about the Orioles on the majors and the minor leagues. We have a prospect power rankings that go up and down that you can follow all the minor leaguers you can follow. And along with Steve Molesky there, you can get a lot of other good minor league information at OrielsHangup.com.
Yeah, those message boards are fun, aren't they?
They are.
Rational.
Well, calm. I mean, I will give Tony and his folks over there credit. I mean, they have some very rational, when I do peek over there, and I do occasionally, people who have, you know, really invested in the team, sometimes have some great thoughts. It's not always just...
you mean like sports talk radio? Tony Petty, always appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, great talking with you guys.
There's Tony. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. A couple of pretty significant things. One in the NBA, one in the Stanley Cup. And this day in Orioles history is filled with good stuff because we don't talk about losses. We do that with the current day Orioles who lost last night. 6-4, Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. He'll be joining us around 11:30 or so. Then it's a funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw. Nolan will be talking to us for the first time today about Brandon Hyde, Tony Manzolino, and you know, whatever else is on his mind. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday talking about Justin Tucker. It went from a football decision to a complex decision. He'll explain why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Vinny
Ian Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport,
every game,
everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here on this Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Steve Molesky's been kind enough to join us. Our colleague here on The Fan. Of course, we'll talk about a Substack. He's got a lot going on there. Nolan McGraw, we'll be hearing from him in a second. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. East Panthers 5-3 over the Hurricanes. Florida defending Stanley Cup champion. They roll through the Hurricanes. Remember, Carolina just, not even 2 weeks ago, finished the Capitals' surprising season. Now theirs has come to an end as well. As the Florida Panthers, this is back-to-back, obviously, Stanley Cup. I think it's 3 years in a row they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, where they await the winner of the West. And right now, the Edmonton Oilers are up 3-1 over the Dallas Stars. That fifth game is tonight in Dallas. And if Edmonton advances, then it's a rematch of last year's Finals, which was won in seven games by the Florida Panthers. But, hey, look, you think of hockey, well, at least back in, you know, whatever days we're talking about, Canadian teams, Blackhawks, Bruins, Rangers, you know, Red Wings, et cetera, et cetera. Florida never supported a hockey team. Hell no. Failed in Atlanta. Not only Florida, but Tampa. Thrive. They succeed. Yeah, so yeah. The Florida hockey connection has been pretty strong, and now the Panthers four wins away from back-to-back Stanley Cups here.
Stanley Cup is, and Bob, I would have never thought I got into hockey, but I was telling you during the break how I embraced the Vegas Golden Knights. Been a fan of theirs, been to about 15 games in Las Vegas over the last 8 or 9 years since that team came into existence. It's an epically wonderful experience. Anybody ever gets a chance to do it. But I just love how they travel the cup around after the team wins it each year. And that's what a cool tradition, man.
As we said, Oilers starts tonight. If Edmonton wins, Stanley Cup Finals are set. NBA playoffs last night in the West. Nolan, I whipped on this one. I thought Minnesota was going to compete. They didn't. And one of the main reasons why is because of this guy.
Edwards, nice fake. Pass deflected and stolen. SGA down a lane, throws it down.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 34 points. That was ESPN Mike Breen on the call. 124-94, 34 points, 7 boards, 8 assists, 2 steals. As the league's most valuable player, did what MVPs do. Chet Holmgren pitched in with 22. Aaron Wiggins. Maryland Terrapin, of course, played for Keith Gatlin in high school there. Steve Molesky, former Maryland legend. But Wiggins' minutes kind of diminishing here last couple of games. But he got in, blow up, didn't score, but he had a couple rebounds and an assist. Minnesota Timberwolves in an elimination game, had 9 points in the first quarter. Strong niner. 9 times they scored a basket or scored a point. And that wasn't good enough. So the number one seed Thunder, best record in the NBA throughout the season. They just truck people throughout the postseason. And here they are in the finals. The old Sonics, for all you younger people out there, Seattle Supersonics. Now they await the winner of the Pacers at New York Knicks tonight, 8 o'clock. Indiana up 3-1. The Knicks' only win was that epic come from behind. A dramatic W in game 3 where they were down 20. Or we're already talking about Broom City and the finals are being set. But back at Madison Square Garden, I didn't even know who the hell Timothy Chalamet was until the Bob Dylan movie came out. Now I'm sick of him. I'm sick of this guy. But anyway, he'll be there. Spike Lee, of course. And, the John McEnroes of the world. All there trying to urge the Knicks to victory. And something tells me, because Indiana won the first 2 games there, to start the series, they finished them in Game 7 last year in the conference semifinals. I said the Knicks in 6. As usual, I was wrong. I think they may be done in 5.
Back in the day, wasn't it Reggie Miller against the Knicks? Now that was fun. Spike Lee trying to jinx him from the first row. Reggie Miller hitting shots from like 3 feet beyond the court.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Giving him the choke sign. But Indiana, unlike Reggie's Pacers in 94 when he did it originally, they might win the series. So that's coming up 8 o'clock tonight on TNT. It's the Whip Around. Bob Andy, Steve Molesky, Nolan McGraw. Real quick, it is May the 29th. May the 29th. That means we're almost halfway through this calendar year, everybody. 2016 in Cleveland. Hyun-Soo Kim and Nolan Reimold, Steve, went deep. Trumbaum had three ribbies. Chris Tillman improved to 7-1 on the year. Zach Britton picked up his 14th save as the Orioles beat the then Indians 6-4. And Hyun-Soo Kim, a lot of scrutiny about his signing in the first place, taking up a roster spot, then was a big contributor for them as they made the wild card game. Second half of the season, Trumbo was an all-star. Reimold, I mean, talk about prospects that flashed all of this. Was Reimold the Austin Hayes of his day? Not that they were separated by that much, because the great talent, but injuries just prevented
that.
Well,
that's what it was. It's so sad. It's so sad for me when a professional athlete can't achieve what we all are pretty sure he might have because of injury. And that was Nolan Reimold running into that wall, man. That was so significant for him, unfortunately.
Chris Tillman.
Great, great guy.
Or Nolan Reimold.
I'm old enough to have broadcast some of his minor league games back in the day.
Back in the olden days.
Yes.
Of what, 10 years ago? But Chris Tillman hurt his shoulder at the end of 2016 and was never the same. And his career was pretty much done within the next year and a half. And then a year ago today, Steve, the good old days when the Orioles were, you know, scoring runs and things of that nature. Gunnar Henderson hit a grand slam. Ramon Arias went yard, drove in two. Corbin Burnes went seven strong for his fifth win as the Orioles beat the Red Sox at Oriole Park Camden Yards 6-1. Man, tone of the conversation a year ago was like, hey, the Orioles are the best team in baseball. Now they might be the worst team in the American League.
It's depressing, Bob.
Yes, it is. We'll come back and talk about a guy who's always upbeat. Talk to a guy, I should say. Is Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Oh, Bordy, he pulls no punches. And the Orioles let one slip away. We didn't hear we're tired, because we heard that a lot after the first game, to the point where me and Nolan were going to chip in for an espresso machine to the Orioles clubhouse to make sure they're not sleepy time by the end of a ball game. But we'll talk to Bordy about that. Speaking of Nolan, Mr. Electricity will be joining us around 11:45. And at news from the next time, we're going to hear from John Harbaugh. Met with the media yesterday. OTAs open to the masses. What did he say? Had a lot to say. And he had to talk about Justin Tucker, and you'll hear what he said about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Obviously didn't hold on to the lead. Here to talk about that on the Window Nation guest hotline, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, our friend and yours, Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's up?
Hey, Bob. How are you today?
Doing all right. Say hi to Steve Mulaski.
Steve, what's going on?
What's up, Michael?
Man, I love you. I love you, man. You're the best.
Oh, man. I could watch this guy play shortstop, Bob, every night for 6 months and make his two errors.
And then he probably would go better than 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position. But, Mike, we talked about some of the maladies of the Orioles yesterday during Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Up 3-0. I'm not using weather or fatigue as any sort of excuse. Where did things go haywire for the Birds on a rainy Wednesday in Baltimore?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it seems like every night it's just that big hit, right? It's nice to see their offense, you know, putting up some knocks. Everybody, it seemed like, aside from Rutschman and Gunner last night, but everybody kind of got their hits, but we just couldn't get the big hit. And it seems like night after night, that's what we're relying on. Yeah, Povich didn't throw his best game, but I think there were many opportunities for the Orioles to come through, and unfortunately it didn't happen for him last night.
Well, Bordy, it's come up on the show a couple of times already. It's not dump on Adley Day, but some fans keep wondering why the Orioles continue to bat him in prominent positions. 575 is his OPS in May. 185 is his batting average. Now, I'm looking at some numbers here. He's got 205 plate appearances for the year. Of those 205, about 195, or close to that, are batting second, third, and fourth. Plate appearances this year where he has batted anywhere but second, third, and fourth, 12. So the Orioles just have not dropped him down in the order. Is it time for that to happen?
Yeah, I think it's been time. Now, I can understand some reasoning early on about, you know, keeping his confidence up. And he was hitting the ball hard and having some pretty good at-bats. It's just not turning for him right now. And unfortunately, he's in some, you know, high-leverage spots, some good opportunity spots. So I think moving him down just might help him relax a little. It should. You know, hitting is so hard. It doesn't really matter where you are. But at least, you know, he won't be looked at as one of the main producers at the top of the lineup. And maybe he can work on some things at the bottom. He won't be piling up, you know, 5 at-bats a night and take his chances right there. And he's got to do this incrementally. I don't know that it's going to happen overnight. He just has to start getting some hits and slowly kind of bring himself back. He hasn't been himself for almost a year now, and it's a big mystery. It's a mystery to me. It's probably a bigger mystery, obviously, to him and the people that are around him, why he can't, you know, get some hits and be more of a contributor, you know, offensively. I think they should drop him down. And there should even be talk about maybe just a couple-week reset. I know they've done it with guys, send them down to the minor leagues, just a break, you know, I thought this might be a good opportunity when he wore that one off the face mask. I thought, okay, here we go. Put him on concussion protocol and let him go down to Norfolk for a couple weeks and just chill and let him get his swing right and come back, and here we go, and nobody would think anything different of it.
Interesting. So last night we saw Kate Povich run into trouble when he got his pitch count up, and that last inning was kind of messy. I mean, do you see enough to encourage you, Mike, to keep giving this kid the ball and saying, if the season is going, you know, in the dumper here, why not at least have some of these young kids like Povich pitch every 5 days and let's figure out if he's in or he's out of the Oriole future?
Absolutely, Steve. You know, I think this is the opportunity to let all the young guys play. Bring them all up. You know, make your move. See if you can maybe create a little more depth, get some more prospects, do what you got to do as far as, you know, trades and what have you. But the young guys need to come up and they need to play. And the Orioles need to find out what they have so they can build on it. Because if there are too many question marks and they have to continue to develop guys in the big leagues, they're just never going to get where they want to be. They need really good major league players, and they got to find out which one of these guys is going to do it. And, you know, only Gunnar really has truly been the most consistent player. A lot of them had their ups and downs. It's nice to see Holiday going, but I know he's going to, you know, have his downtime too. I mean, every hitter does, but we got to find out about Mayo. You just got to find out about some other young outfielders too, because I just feel like, you know, Mullins is going to be moving on, and they're going to have to find out as much as they can, I think, about the young guys. And yes, especially about Cade Povich and the young pitchers, that more so than anything.
You know, Mike, sometimes it's going so bad for the Orioles, we focus on everything that's wrong. And so one thing that's right about this team, and I think fans should realize, for the next few years, we're going to get to watch Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday play up the middle, and that's fun. And, I mean, who better to ask than you about their defense, and is it getting better, and what do you see? Because when you watch middle infielders, you see it at a level the rest of the world doesn't, man, because you were just so good and so concentrated. And, I mean, what a combination you were of talent and smarts and knowledge and all that. So I hope one day those two get where you were with that level of experience. But what are you seeing right now?
Yeah, no, I hope so, too. And, wow, Steve, you're pretty kind, man. I want you to keep going. Anyway, Bob and I were talking about this last night on BBT. We were talking about the internal clock, and that's what separates major league guys from minor league guys. And through experience and repetition and understanding the speed of the ball and the speed of the runner over and over again and seeing a hop here and there, it takes a long time. And both of these young infielders are starting to figure that stuff out. I think Jackson has made a really nice transition at second base. It looks like he's starting to develop a better internal clock for the speed of the game. Last year, no clue. He had no understanding of the speed of the major league game on every play. There were a lot of double plays missed, even routine ground balls, because the urgency wasn't quite there. Gunnar is in between right now, and I can tell he is really working hard on his internal clock. Last year, nothing but over boogieing, man, just overplayed everything. And now you can see him kind of waiting back. You see like a long, slinky kind of sidearm throw at times where he tries to slow everything down. I would love him to have one set time, something that keeps him consistent and on time regularly instead of trying to manage it. Okay, fast runner, slow hit ball, I got to go at it. Like, you know, just too many question marks. Try to keep it as consistent as possible. The average major league runner probably gets down the line around 4-2. Right in that area. So if you train yourself to field a ground ball, any ground ball, in 4 seconds, you should be pretty safe. And I think that helps them adjust and make those adjustments on the fly as they continue to learn. Ramon Urias, his internal clock is perfect wherever he goes. Very rarely do you see him out of the rhythm and timing of ground balls and understanding actually where to throw a ball on time.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. here on the Total Request Thursday, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Hattie, Steve Molesky. Real quick, Bordy, you guys brought up Gunnar Henderson, and we were talking about this too on BBT last night, wearing the emotions on the sleeve. And unfortunately, a lot of times this year, they have been, frustrated emotions. Or is it a good or bad thing that he can tend to go John McEnroe when things aren't going well there?
Yeah, I just, unfortunately, I feel like it's happening too frequently. I love and appreciate the snap. I played with some of the greatest snappers, just true pros. Jeff Conine, I don't know if anybody ever witnessed Jeff Conine snap after maybe he didn't come up with a big hit or strike out in a big situation. He would just destroy whatever was in the tunnel, his bat, a helmet. It didn't matter. And then he'd come back out smiling, just kind of let it go. So I think the timing of things, where you do them, right now for Gunnar, it just doesn't look great on the field. Throwing the bat, jogging down the line now. This guy has to understand how important he is to this franchise and every little kid watching him. And every, actually, adult, too, that is critical of the superstar that jogs down the line. Control your frustrations and control what you can control. And Gunnar has more effort and try and want than anybody in the game, and I think he can kind of harness that and just run hard down the line, man, because that's what's getting me, and I think a lot of fans, when they see that, they just don't see that caring side of it. They just see sloppy professionalism.
He's Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Bordy, always great to talk to you. I won't be on BBT next week because they're on the road, but I'll talk to you next Thursday, and don't snap when we hang up with you. Just keep it cool, man.
Good to hear, Bob. Thanks a lot. Steve, great talking with you too, man.
You too, Michael.
There's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, number 14 in your program, number one in your hearts. We'll come back. Funhouse, Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw is coming your way. And then John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday. OTA's open to the masses. He talked about some things. What did he say? You'll hear. Well, Jerry Coleman will poke that bear. And I think he did yesterday a little bit. And we're going to hear that when we get to news from the nest in a few minutes. Then we'll count some late week money, hopefully with buy or sell. And then back to the Orioles talk, Steve, as you want to talk about injuries with the arms. And it's not like the Orioles are loaded with prospects, but the ones you have, you want to keep them healthy and try to figure out what the hell's going on. But let's bring in Nolan McGraw. I haven't really heard from him much today. Nolan, first of all, how are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Doing okay. How you feeling, man? You all right? What's up with the Orioles? And we brought up Brandon Hyde. I mean, you weren't the leader of the parade to get rid of Hyder, but you were certainly on it. You were waving around one of them float thingies there. But now we're almost 2 weeks away from his dismissal. And any regrets?
Well, I mean, I admitted yesterday it didn't change anything. So, I mean, I was wrong about that. That's the only part I was wrong about, is that it would actually maybe potentially spark a change in this team. They fired the manager. They lost 8 games in a row. So I think that was all the evidence you needed right there. And really, that 8-game losing streak, that was probably the final nail in the coffin for this team. As absurd as it sounds to say that before Memorial Day, that's just their reality. So at the time, that was the only move, or one of the few moves they had at their disposal that could have potentially helped turn things around, you know, just by DFAing a player, or you're not going to make a trade this early in the season. So of the things that you could do right now, firing the manager was one of the only things that they could have done. They did it. It didn't work out. And that's that. And now here we are. Now, I didn't expect that Tony Mancelino would have presented himself in the way that he has over the past couple weeks. I didn't know anything about him when they turned it over to him, much like everyone listening or everyone else on this station. Didn't know anything about him.
Nope.
Would not have guessed that it would have been this rough in terms of speaking with the media. Now, how he is in the clubhouse as a coach, can't speak to it. I'm not there. The players certainly seem to have his back, say that he's a great motivator and all that. I'll take their word for it, but on a surface level, it's been a little rough.
Yeah, and when we were talking before they relieved Brandon Hyde of his duties, I didn't think you could resurrect Earl Weaver from the grave kicking dirt and yelling at Nestor Shylock. I wasn't going to change anything because the team's just not that good. They'll get better when they get healthier, but the hole's just too deep for them to dig out of in regards to sniffing wild cards and all that stuff, because they're not winning the division. The Yankees might win this thing, the division, by 10 games plus. But Mancelino, Steve, down on the farm, And he's a baseball guy. His father was in the major leagues and minors for many, many years. He's respected in regards to the baseball acumen, even though he might not be, you know, the most effervescent guy when he's talking to the media, pre or post game.
Well, we're grading him on his interviews, and the clubhouse is, that's the last thing they care about. They don't care how he's doing with his interviews or... And I do. I would say this in his defense, Nolan. He wasn't given this job because he's a dynamic personality or he knows how to handle the post game interview. There's many other reasons that rate higher. Now they rate high with us in the media. We're looking at it. We're hearing what he's saying, and I think it's a talent to be critical of a player or team in a respectful way. And I think Brandon Hyde, over years of practice, learned how to do that. Brandon Hyde would have answered about Mateo botching that fly ball very differently than Tony Mancelino, who's very new at this, and there's no school training for this, how you handle it. There's a way to say he kind of botched that, guys, without throwing him under the bus, because he knows he botched it too. And I think Brandon would have answered it differently. Tony, it sounded like he was making an excuse, or it was wet, and this and that and the other. And I think Tony's just trying to be as fair as he can to the clubhouse and yet answer these questions he's getting, and he's inexperienced at it. He's only done it a few days. So, and as he said to us the other day, the minor leagues, there's a lot of same things you do as a manager, but you don't have all this. You don't have any of this.
Sure.
So I'm going to cut him a little bit of slack on that, and he may be saying something very different when the door is closed and we're not around.
He did say also, getting back to the game two nights ago, well, I got an infielder playing the outfield, which he had addressed before the game. And we knew why, because Cedric Mullins couldn't go.
But the point is the Orioles chose to play an infielder in the outfield.
There you go. And then refer to Kerstad as a rookie outfielder, which obviously technically is not
true. And he's trying to cover the bases with the clubhouse. And so that's a hard line to ride, and he's not riding it right now because he's not ready yet to call them out in the manner Hyde could and learn to do over years of doing it. So I don't think Tony, in 2 weeks, seeing an Oriole team have a record that Hyde's team hadn't had for a couple of years, is going to be great in these interviews right now. And I think it's okay if he's honest. And in being honest, he's trying to be deferential to his players.
Nolan, before we get to news from the nest, anything else for the people out there?
Yeah. We're going to continue some giveaways today.
Nice.
If you missed your chance yesterday to win tickets to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming up here in early June, they're going to be at Northwest Stadium. Well, no worries. You got two more chances today starting right now. I'm looking for caller number 6 at 410-583-1057. Again, our first pair of tickets today to see Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
When we come back, news from the nest. We're going to hear from John Harbaugh. Stick around for that. Buy or sell, 12:15. Talk about these Oriole pitcher injuries, especially with the younger guys. Is it max effort, spin rate that causes some of this stuff? And then we'll get to the fun house since we couldn't do it this hour. NFL lunch, more Ravens, American League East report. We got games today. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. He'll talk about whatever we want to talk about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.